is Southwest Christian High School?
I don't know. I think I've been there, but I don't. Maybe I haven't. It is 10:50. If anybody knows that and wants to help Pat out, please do. Tip of the cap, Pat, to D'Angelo Williams. This is a story that's making the social media rounds. Apparently, D'Angelo Williams tweeted out a picture of a gentleman who is a Marine, I believe. Yes. And says he doesn't know it yet, but he will be sitting in this seat when he boards the plane. I always give up my first class seat. Hashtag I salute the troops.
That's awesome.
It is cool.
What a great dude.
And it was a business class seat, not first class, but it's better than the seat the guy was probably going to be in. So that is a cool deal, and I tip my cap to D'Angelo Williams. That's a nice thing. If I ever had an upgraded seat, I would definitely be more than willing to give it up to someone in uniform. Every time I see somebody at the airport, I do try to go out of my way to go over and thank them for their service.
Yeah? How do you initiate the conversation?
Hey, thank you for your service. That's as simple as that.
Do you clap when you see them getting off the plane?
No, because I think that weirds them out.
Yeah, I do too, but I still do it anyway.
Well, there are times where...
I like when they clap for me, though, Matt.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Does a serviceman ever come up to you and say...
Thank you for not doing anything.
Thank you for being on the radio.
Oh.
No.
I wouldn't have been able to survive all those days in Afghanistan if it wasn't for you on the zone.
And the most annoying thing, I was so annoyed by sand in my socks, but it was so much more comfortable than listening to you on the air. So
sometimes I heard they're going over there now just to get out of Chicago.
Yeah, well, it is probably.
It's a little safer now.
It is. It's unbelievable.
He said after years of listening to you on the radio, Kabul was a breeze.
I think you're full of Kabul. L.A. Clippers owner is full of Kabul. Donald Sterling railed against the NBA in testimony Wednesday in his probate trial. When I see that word probate, I think of parts of Donald Sterling's anatomy that's probably not doing too hot. Against the strange wife, Shelly.
Oh,
he then blasted her when her testimony finished the second day. As Shelly walked past her husband sitting in the front spectator row, he said to her, "Stay away from me, you pig."
I'm going to go out on a limb and say, if they're trying to determine if you have early onset dementia, possibly turning into Alzheimer's, you probably want to stay away from shouting, "Get away from me, you pig," as loud as you can in the courtroom.
How close is the divorce court to the probate court? Because I got to guess that she wants to bounce right over there as soon as this is done. She's like, okay, I got my part. I got my money. Now we can go ahead and get divorced. What is the point of staying married to this loser? Anyway, the judge says, please don't make any comments to your wife. That's somewhat disturbing. Both Sterlings were ambivalent in their answers about each other. For instance, when Shelly took the stand, her attorney asked her if they were separated, and she said, sort of. We still sleep together occasionally. Anyway, Sterling, when asked how long he'd been married, said 100 years, and after a pause says, I've been married 58 years.
What?
She says he's been getting more forgetful. He's slurring his words. He's agitated a lot. He gets mad for no particular reason. He's just not the same person he used to be. Ask if she loves him. She says very much. Even though he calls her a pig, she doesn't have a problem with it. I don't know if you saw Kobe Bryant. Kobe Bryant talked to a bunch of media people yesterday. Mm. I didn't see any interviews by Lakers this year except for Pau Gasol a couple times when they were talking about him being traded.
Not many to interview.
No. I mean, Smush Parker was busy.
Smush, not there anymore.
Who's the one that's hanging out with Iggy Azalea?
Swaggy P.
Swaggy P.
Nick Young.
Nick Young. Former USC Trojan,
yeah,
who lit Arkansas up for 21.
He certainly was one of the few highlights during the season. At least he kept us interested.
Well, Kobe Bryant's talking about what he wants to see happen next. Apparently, they're chasing Byron Scott as the next head coach, which seemed to be a good fit. Of course, they're chasing Carmelo Anthony in free agency, and Kobe Bryant is the de facto GM. So here's his thoughts.
You know, because of rules and regulations, obviously the players that would be leaving some financial stability on the table. And with that being said, you can only speak to the strengths that you have as an organization. And the strengths that we have is the flexibility, the market, and track record, proven track record. So that's what you stick to.
So on one end of the spectrum, you got Kobe Bryant trying to woo Carmelo Anthony to come to the West Coast. Folks in New York are also trying to get him to stay there. And, of course, the longest, most lucrative offer he can sign is with his current team. 5 years, $129. That's $129 million to you and me. The Knicks are not the only ones trying to woo Carmelo, though, or try to re-recruit him to stay in the largest city in the United States. According to TMZ, Scores New York, which is a very popular strip club, I'm told, Pat. I've never actually been to New York nor Scores, but I am told it's quite popular with the fellas and probably a few of the ladies as well. Preparing to offer one of the top scores in the league, an interesting proposal if he'll stay in the Big Apple. Free lap dances for life.
Mm.
judging the Dollars for Scholars amateur pole dancing competition, which is a $15,000 scholarship, in his name to the winner. A new drink called the Mellow Carmelo to be served in the club for Eva and Eva Eva. His own personal ball girl and cheerleading squad for every Knicks game that would only cheer for Carmelo. And last but certainly not least, a topless charity basketball in his honor, which he could play, where holding is not a foul. A topless charity basketball game, I assume, is what they mean. So, scores New York stepping their game up.
I'm going to go mellow on a limb and say his wife, Lala, probably would
taste
not.
Like Honey Nut Cheerios?
Yeah, she may. She may or may not. But she probably isn't going to endorse that.
I got to think that a lot of NBA wives are probably not completely opposed and are somewhat understanding to their husbands going to the strip club.
Maybe so.
As it were.
I don't know how the relationship works.
I'll bet he probably already gets that kind of treatment anyways, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, okay, well, offer me something I don't get at the other strip clubs.
Right. I went down to the Blue Palomino the other day, and they gave me the exact same deal.
And you know, anyways, he's probably just a kind of guy that he's going to peel off a few.
A strip club so much, but you know what I'm saying.
Blue Oyster?
The Blue Palomino.
The Bada Bing?
The Bada Bing, the Blue Oyster.
Anyway.
What movie, quick?
What?
Blue Oyster.
Blue Oyster's Police Academy.
Very good.
Yeah, I never went there that much. I told you my gay bar story. My car broke down on the interstate one time.
Sure,
oh, come on.
I swear to God.
Sure did. Yeah,
okay, quick story. I'm in Des Moines. It's late night. I'm driving a Cougar.
You can't make
it. It's not a euphemism. No, I was driving a Mercury Cougar. It breaks down on Interstate 235 in the middle of Des Moines. The nearest exit ramp, I walk up at the first place I come to, this nice, well-lit bar. So I see a payphone when I get inside the door, and I get on the payphone. And as I'm dialing the number to call my mother, this has been the days before cell phones, I ring her house, and I start looking around the bar. And there are a lot of dudes in leather. And then I look over there, some guys in chaps, and there are a lot of dudes sitting on other dudes' laps.
No.
Swear to God. And she goes, stay right there. I'll come pick you up. And I said, Mom, and this is when I was a young,
18?
Concerned, scared, yes, teenager. I was probably 18 or 19. I said, I'm going to go back and wait for you at the car. It's at this exit. Come see me. I just wandered in there. I can't remember the name of it, but it was a cool name, and I can't remember what it was. I feel terrible. I think it's still there.
Did you at least get, like, one drink?
Did you go?
I wasn't even 21.
Oh, did you hear any, hey, big boy?
I'm a little disappointed nobody asked for my number. But anyway, nobody bothered me.
You put that dime in here, big boy.
I told you, I'm not worthy, I guess. So it's like going to, it took me 10 years going to Vegas before a prostitute would talk to me.
So is Iowa known for their gay bars?
I'll tell you what, gay marriage has been legal there for a long time. So
good for you guys.
No, they're very progressive up there.
Good for you.